Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good day to you. Final hour of the Bill Michaels Show on this fine Thursday. But that doesn't mean we stop. No. Tonight, 6 to 8, we're going to be at Coach's Pub and Grill. We hope to see you out there as a face in the crowd. South 13th Street in Milwaukee. If you're in the area, come on by and say hello. Spread some holiday cheer with us. And we're really looking forward to it. It's for a couple of reasons. One, we have Chuck Freeman, the co-host of the morning show from Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan is going to be there. Also, Paul Emig, our green and gold analyst. The Bud Girls are going to be there. But it is the home of the Big Boy Burger. And I have said, get there early and get one with us. As tonight, we would eat as if we're going to the electric chair at midnight. And we did not get a pardon from the governor. So come on out. Going to say hi to Corny and the whole crew over there at Coach's Pub and Grill. And it's all brought to you by our good friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Buy or sell time, shall we? Let's do this.
In the world of sports, a lot of people say a lot of things. But does it pass the big unit test? Let's play buy or sell. This is the Bill Michaels Show.
It's that time. Radio Joe brings all the questions. I hope to have an answer, an opinion, and that's how this thing works. It is time now for Buy or Sell. Radio Joe, what do you got?
Well, none of these are going to be Packers related. I mixed it up today. Tomorrow we'll do all Packers.
That's fine.
Today, the Vikings are the best team in the NFC.
Yes. I'm buying that. Here's the reason why. One, the old adage, it holds true. Defense wins you championships. Not to say they're going to win a championship, but defense wins you championships. Secondly, Carson Wentz has gone down. I would have said Philadelphia. I don't know how Nick Foles is going to do. But the fact that Carson Wentz went down when everything was clicking. Everything was clicking. I really believe that that Minnesota is... Look, they had a good team, good defensive team. They were rolling and really playing some good football when Brett Favre was over there. Okay, I'm not denying that. But the Eagles at 11-2... with Carson Wentz, they're just a good football team. Minnesota's got a much better defense. Don't count out New Orleans, who has gotten a better defense, and the offense seems to be firing on all cylinders. And they stubbed their toe early in the season. Then they reeled off 8 straight before they finally took a loss last week. So I'm not counting them out. And is it me or is nobody talking about Goff and the Rams? I think they're just the team that everybody says, you know what, they're going to have a nice story, it's going to be a nice run, it's going to come out of the West, but eventually Seattle will catch them and they're just going to go away because we really don't believe in them. Los Angeles is 9-4. And while I don't think they're the best team in the NFC, I still think they're a competitor. I think that I don't think they're ready to win anything, but I think they're on the rise. I mean, this is one of those years where you take that stepping stone year, this is it. But as far as the best team, most would say Philadelphia just because of the record. I would say no at 10-3. It's the Minnesota Vikings. Case Keenum is playing well. He's managing games. He's not turning the ball over. He's not getting sacked a lot after they went out this offseason and fortified the offensive line. And their defense, that is a snot bubbler. They're going to hit you so hard you're going to have some snot bubbles hanging out. That is a good defense. I think Minnesota is the best team in the NFC right now.
Buy or sell.
Earlier in the week on the show, Kevin Holden and I talked a little baseball winter meetings and the Brewers and what maybe they could go about here. So far, nothing.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
They lost Swarzak. That was it.
That's it.
That's a big Brewers news.
So buy or sell,
they
Bill.
They were in on Ian Kinsler, Ian Kinsler thing, but he ended up going to the Angels.
Right.
So he's gone.
As of right now, nothing is going on. There's been some rumors, but nothing has come to fruition. Buy or sell, Bill. There is no reason to be upset if David Stearns doesn't make a big trade or free agent signing at the winter meetings.
I am buying that, because if they don't believe enough to push the chips to the middle of the table, then we shouldn't. They're being smart about it. So if they don't believe it's time, and they're just kind of dipping their toe in the water, trying to get a price, trying to get some gauges, they know next year's free agency is going to be a big free agency. You're going to be able to find a few things. You're going to be able to get some guys that are much higher quality, because there's going to be such a plethora of pitchers that are on the market. You may not have to pay the top dollar just to get one. So they're laying in the weeds right now. Let everybody else go out and blow the money, blow the big contracts, load up. Cubs are loading up. Cubs every damn day are buying. They must have 82 pitchers right now in their rotation. Cubs are getting a pitcher every damn day. So they're, but the Cubs are also expected to win right here, right now. They have a window. Brewers don't have a window. Brewers are getting to that window. They're just starting to creep up the side of the house to look through the window. So they're being very smart about it. So, no, they don't. I'm not going to be disappointed if they don't make a deal. And some of the best laid plans are laid at the winter meetings and then executed a little bit later on. So I'm looking for the end of this month, into January, for a couple of deals that's going to make this team better, but I'm not looking for anything big. But remember what Craig Counsell said. Second baseman and arms. Guys that are going to give you innings. That's what they're looking for. Those are the two priorities.
Buy or sell?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm really not enjoying college basketball right now, because the Badgers stink, but they're also, I guess you could say, rebuilding.
Mm-hmm.
Marquette, their expectations should be higher this season. I haven't been all that impressed out of Marquette either.
I'll tell you one thing, though. Marquette can shoot the basketball.
And that's the only thing they can do. Buy or sell? We'll start with Marquette. And we'll get more into expectations in the coming weeks here, especially after Packers season winds down and we get into, like, Big East, Big Ten play. But buy or sell, Bill, it's Sweet 16 or bust for Marquette.
No, I think it's tournament or bust for Marquette, and then let the chips fall where they may. I don't know about Sweet 16. But I go back to my statement. This team doesn't play a lot of defense. They get a few transition buckets, but they can shoot the lights out. But we've seen it happen. When they go cold, they're Michael Red cold, and they can get ugly in a hurry. And that'll be the ultimate Achilles heel of this team if they end up having that happen to them in the tournament. No, not Sweet 16. I think you need to get a first-round win. I think that, but I don't think it's Sweet 16 or bust for Wojo and company. They got there last year, and there was some excitement about it, and they're still building. But, I don't think it's Sweet 16 or bust. I'll sell on that. The Badgers, I'm going to go back to another buy or sell, because you said buy or sell. The Badgers will make the postseason and the NCAA tournament. And I said, I'm buying it just because. I am at this point retracting my buy. I'm refunding it, and I'm going to bring a coupon and a restocking fee for that answer. I have been, I can't say unimpressed, but I've been lulled to sleep by the Badgers. I can't figure it out. There's just, at times, there's a crisp style to them. And you can see it, and then there's other times where it's just it's sketchy defense. It's the inability to move the basketball. It's dribbling into things that you know into double teams and trying to kick out and turning the ball over. And it just there's a lot of things there that we haven't seen in a while, and it's just been sleepy basketball. So I'm hoping that once they turn the corner and get out of the holiday stuff, that this team starts to hit the floor running, but. I've been lulled to sleep by Badger basketball.
Buy or sell?
Well, that goes into the next thing. I mean, Western Kentucky is probably the biggest win the Badgers have had all season.
Is that the Hilltoppers? Western Kentucky Hilltoppers? Isn't that who they are?
Yeah.
The Hilltoppers. They've actually got a decent program. Now, Wisconsin should have beat the hell out of them. It's Wisconsin. And you almost took an upset to the Hilltoppers at home. At home at the Kohl Center. The Kohl Center isn't the fortress that it once was, not because the fans aren't showing up. It's because big, bad Badger basketball isn't showing up. So,
well, this is the buy or sell. Badger fans who are ripping the program and ripping Greg Gard, they need to lay off.
They do. They do. This is the influx of college basketball. Now, some will say you should have somebody there each and every year that's going to carry the team, and Kobe King going down with an injury, and I mean, all that kind of stuff. But you, it's Greg Gard's third year. Second and a half as a coach. So you got to Greg Gard, to me, deserves, if he doesn't make the tournament this year, he deserves a pass. It's what you do with it next year and how things, and what you do recruiting next year. What's coming into the program? Is he bringing in the recruits that you want him to bring in, or is he just going out, recruiting Wisconsin, finding above-average guys to go to Madison that are going to be, come tournament time, relatively irrelevant? I mean, your path has to hit the blue chipper. You have been an elite program for a long time. You got to strike while the fires are hot right now. And after last season, the fires have cooled off somewhat. You go out, you don't get to the tournament this year, your flame goes out quick. Because Greg Gard, for as much as we like him, he's not Bo Ryan. He doesn't carry that same cachet. He's got to be Greg Gard with some appearances under his belt. So it has been disappointing, and I'll buy what you're saying.
Buy or sell?
Okay, last one for you. Back to the Milwaukee Bucks. The Bucks still lack a true identity.
If you want to say what is their identity is Giannis Antetokounmpo and everybody else. If you want to say, are they a shooting team? No. Are they a defensive team? No. Are they a transition team? More so, but they don't play enough good defense consistently to give them consistent transition basketball. Are they a big team? No. Are they a powerful bench team? No. They're Giannis and everybody else. That's their identity. That's it. So they have one, but it's not anything truly related to the specifics of basketball. It's related to the face of the franchise. That's their identity. So even though Giannis has 748 points through 25 games, the third most by a Bucks player through their first 25 games, going back to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, it's Giannis and everybody else. There's nothing else to it because they don't do anything consistently enough and often enough to make you go, oh, that's what this is all about. And same as last year, Joe, Jason Kidd's still tinkering with lineups. You know kind of your starters and your rotation, but there are times when you look at the matchups and you go, you brought it up today. What are you doing? Okay, I'm trying to figure this out. Are you trying to do this? Are you going to go small and go with speed? Are you going to go try to go a little bit bigger and offset some of the things they're doing regarding the boards? Or trying to kind of block some shots or at least change the direction of shots?
Well,
which is called actually managing a game in X's and O's, but at times you're kind of what are you doing?
Well, fair enough, but you got to keep in mind that you have five different Bucks players that are hurt, which means now you're having guys like Gary Payton II on the floor.
Which could actually be the identity.
Joel Bolomboy on the floor. You're having all these fresh young faces on the floor, G League guys. So now, kid's going to have to tinker yet again. And then once you get some of these players back from injury, then you have to shuffle them back in. And it's going to be hard to have a rotation. My whole point was, going back to the last hour, you're in a shootout with New Orleans. You need your best scorers on the floor. I don't care what the minutes are. Eric Bledsoe needs to be back on the floor at least by the 7-minute mark with Chris Middleton. You can't be waiting until all of a sudden the game is out of reach when you're down 7 with 3 minutes to go, and then Bledsoe goes back in. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
That it?
It.
That is buy or sell. Coming up next, Mike McCarthy. You're going to hear his press conference from a little bit earlier today, next on the Bill Michael Show.
To border the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Coming up today at 2,
Tim Allen fills in on the show, so you know there's some Brewers talk coming. Also check in with Milwaukee basketball insider Gary Wolfel and Rob Reichel from BobMcGinnFootball.com. We'll talk some Packers.
It's the Winnie's Big Show, served up hot and fresh on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
APR, DTI, PMI, the mortgage industry is filled with terms that end up making buying a home very confusing to anyone who isn't an expert. Bill Michaels here, and I want to tell you why you need to call my buddy Kip Warzon of Atlanta Mortgage right now. Now, Kip takes the time to explain the mortgage process and your lending options in words that don't require a dictionary to understand. Kit will also walk you through each step, which helps take a lot of the stress out of buying or refinancing a home. If you're in the market to buy a home or refinance your current home, you owe it to yourself to call my buddy Kit Warzon of Atlanta Mortgage at 262-439-4241 or visit him at loansbykip.com. Once again, that's 262-439-4241 or find him online at loansbykip.com. Information subject to change. Loan subject to credit approval. Kit Warzon, NMLS, 289451. Atlanta Mortgage Incorporated, NMLS, number 1016, is an equal housing lender.
The Bill Michaels Huddle back on the road again tonight. Coaches on 13th Street in Milwaukee. You can find us there from 6 to 8. Join me, Paul Emig, Chuck Freeman, and the Bud Girls. 6 to 8 tonight, Coaches Pub and Grill, brought to you by Bud Light. Right here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
No other show has two former Packers on it. It's the Wendy's Big Show with Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler. 2 to 6 p.m. on The Fan.
I enjoy those expectations. I enjoy meeting those or exceeding those. That's what it means to be a leader in this locker room and the quarterback of this team is going out and performing and doing your job. Hopefully it gives a lift to some of the guys. But, I'm not coming back to save this team. I'm coming back to play quarterback the way I know how to play it. And hopefully we all raise the level of our play collectively and find a way to win these three games.
Welcome back. Those are the words of Aaron Rodgers, trying to come back, trying to win a few games, trying to just do his thing. He's not trying to have these elevated expectations. Trying to take the pressure off the guys in that locker room. Trying not to be an elitist in that locker room, even though we all know he's the best player that is walking through the doors of that locker room. We know he's the straw that stirs the drink. He's the leader of that football team. All of that extremely evident. Welcome back to the program. I'm Bill Michaels, Radio Joe across the way. Should Aaron Rodgers... should Aaron Rodgers have all the pressure on him? Do you really think it's fair? 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. 855-830-8648. I see Aaron Rodgers very smart. We were talking about this earlier with Mick Mixon and also Burke Griffin from CBS 5 up in Green Bay. Brilliant in the sense of saying, look, I'm just coming back. We got to elevate our play. He knows their backs are up against the wall. He's also lowering that expectation. He's dampening it just a little bit in saying, look, it's not just me. I'm not the savior here. I'm just going to go out and do my thing. And, hey, you know, remember there was a point in the movie Bull Durham where Kevin Costner is saying to the young up-and-comer, Nuke LaLoosh, says, you got to practice your cliches. You know, I'm just going to give it my best, and Lord willing, we're going to have success, and I'm glad to be a part of the team. I'm glad to be here. I mean, that's what Aaron Rodgers is doing. He's doing it a little more detailed than the generic cliche phrases, but that's what he's doing. He's saying, look, I'm just glad to be back. I want to play football my way. Everybody's got to elevate their game. Hopefully I can help everybody elevate their game, and things begin to flow. But he knows. He's been sitting on the sideline watching football, seeing the same stuff the rest of us have. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. Should Aaron Rodgers have all the pressure on him? On him. Or do you think that, as Mike writes in the Wendy's email inbox a little earlier, he said, look, he's the highest paid player on this team. Damn right he should have expectations. He should be the leader. He should be the one to say, I am going to elevate this team. I'm going to make sure guys play to their peak level. See, it's not Aaron Rodgers' business to go around guy to guy to guy to make sure that they're playing at their peak level. What he has to do is play to his peak level. You know, there are leaders that can help you out and navigate you through life, which allows you to put the stress and the distractions behind you so you can focus on your game. Okay? But it is not up to the leaders to make you play better. It's up to the leaders to play as well as they can, and then you'd have to elevate your game to match that. Say, as in practice, like when he used to run the scout team. he went and played as hard as he could. Because he knew that if he played extremely hard and he really gave it his all and really tried to outdo the defense, then the defense would only get better because of it. And it worked. It worked, and it made him a better quarterback. But I don't think that we're sitting here saying Aaron Rodgers is going to go up and down every locker and go, okay, this is what you need to do better. Here's your checklist. No, that's not his job. In football, the only way you can be successful is if everybody does their job. And you're not worrying about the guy next to you. That's it. That's it. 855-830-8648 on the loansbykip.com toll-free talk line. This one's from Milwaukee Steve, who says, do you think with Carson Wentz going down and not a great quarterback in Minnesota land that the Packers have a legitimate shot at getting to the Super Bowl? We talked about this earlier today. Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio, when asked about the Packers and the Panthers, about whether or not the Packers would beat the Panthers, he said, and I quote, if the Packers make the playoffs, they'll make it to the Super Bowl. But if they lose to the Panthers, the Packers will not make it to the playoffs. He said, ipso facto, don't make reservations for Minnesota in late January, cheeseheads. So he's picking the Panthers 27-23 over the Packers. But he is also saying, look, if they should happen to win and get in, he believes they're going to be the best team as Aaron Rodgers only continues to get better, if that makes sense. A lot of different guys on Pro Football Talk. Everybody's picking the Panthers. Everybody's picking the Panthers. Nobody picking the Packers to win this one. Even though, as many of you have pointed out, the gap via Vegas has begun to close. The minute Aaron Rodgers was announced, the spread dropped dramatically. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Danny, listening to us on WMAM in Menominee and Marinette, up in Marinette, I believe. Danny, how you doing, man? What's up?
I'm good. I think, you know, Rodgers should take some of the pressure. And I think him taking, you know, the pressure is going to give some relief to his receivers and some of the offensive core, knowing that, you know, their routes that they run are going to be answered with, you know, the right timing and the right structure. He's going to have a confident quarterback that's going to meet the, you know, the ball's going to be there where they need it to be, you know, where Huntley may have failed. He can pick up and do that. I think him taking some of that pressure off of that, you know, receiving core is really going to help boost the offense. But you know, like you said, the players need to, you know, it's not going to necessarily make individual players better. The defense needs to step up too and, you know, show Rodgers that they're grateful that he's back. And it really needs to come together as a cohesive team, you know, kind of reminiscent of his relaxed speech a few years back.
When it comes to his relaxed speech, I mean, I think there was a level of confidence from being in that locker room and kind of knowing how he was playing and seeing how this team was playing, that he had this, right. He had this understanding and he really believed that everything was fine. They were on the right path. Going back to the run the table comment from last year, again, I think being there and going, okay, we're so close in all of this. It's a tweak here and tweak there, and we're really going to start to play some good football. And I think this is what we can do. He's not saying that right now because he doesn't know what his ability is going to be. It's one thing to be throwing to Alex Van Pelt or throwing in the Hudson Center and throwing some 60-yard bombs and kind of airing it out with, you know, without a defender in your face, without pressure on the receiver, all that. He just doesn't know. I mean, I think he believes in what he can and can't do, but until, you know, any player will tell you when you have a significant injury, the first time you take the field and the first time you do something, your mind goes, okay, you okay? Are you all right? Are you feeling any pain? Is that a pain? I mean, you're asking yourself. So he's got to get past that and past that quickly because there is no tomorrow when it comes to this season. If they should say, you know what? We got one or two, you know, if we got five or six games to work it out, that's one thing. But you got three games left. You have to win every one if you're going to go anywhere. So that's the reason he doesn't have any margin for error. And that's the reason he's not saying, I'm going to run the table or relax or we've got the best shot or whatever. He's not saying any of that because he knows he's got to wait and see how his body responds when he comes and takes the field after 7.5 games off. Okay?
Yeah, I totally agree. I just hope he has the comes back with as much confidence and as Jordy did and as quickly.
So oh, absolutely.
I know he's got to find his, like you said, am I okay? Is my arm okay? It's just going to hurt. It was his first sack in a...
In football, you're right. In football, I appreciate the phone call. Your first hit is that one where you kind of let your breath go out. You go, and you say, okay, I'm okay. I'm all right. All right. I took a pretty good shot. There we go. No pain, no problem. All right. I think I can do this. And then your next one's like, okay, I'm good. I'm good. And it keeps getting easier and easier and easier, and you get back to what your normal self is. He doesn't have any time for a margin of error. He has to be good right here, right now, this fast, because this team needs it right here, right now, this fast. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Yeah, I think it's a good point, Bill.
Friday morning on Chuck and Winkler. It's a football Friday. How about a first-time Friday? Want to hear from first-time callers your thoughts on Packers and Rodgers against Carolina.
Chuck and Winkler, weekday morning 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Bill Michaels here for your local tobacco outlet plus grocery stores. Not only will you find a fabulous walk-in humidor with hundreds of premium cigars at outlet prices, plus a walk-in beer cave with all your favorite brands, you're also going to find groceries, including your favorite produce, for just 38 cents a pound. And great prices on eggs, butter, bread, Nature's Touch milk, and a whole lot more. This place is truly a one-stop shop for everything you need when you're on the run, like me. Incredibly clean, a friendly, knowledgeable staff. You got to check them out. Go to your local tobacco outlet plus grocery stores today.
Welcome back, Bill Michaels Show on the air. Final segment before we get out of here, and I encourage you, come out and join us tonight. It is beef patties on a bun, some shredded lettuce. That tartar sauce that they have, cheese, it's called the big boy. Crinkle cut fries, some pickles on the side. If you want something else with it, go with the boneless wings. Go with the mild boneless wings. Or if you want something else with it, go with two sandwiches like Chuck Freeman plans on doing tonight. But we will see you this evening. Coach's Pub and Grill, 13th Street in Milwaukee. Yours truly, Chuck Freeman from Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Also our green and gold analyst, Paul Emig. We'll be there as well tonight. Not a big place, so get there early. Get your seats while they can. We're going to have a lot of fun. Talking a lot about this return of Aaron Rodgers and breaking this all down and then getting into the rest of the NFL as we'll go through, as we do each and every week. We'll go through our picks for the games that begin. Tonight, you have a yawner. This is the, if you've ever thought about masochistically around the Christmas holiday of just saying, you know what, I think I'm going to go out and lay in the snow, get freezing cold, and then slam a body appendage in a car door to see if it really does just crack off. Tonight might be the night to do that, as you have the 4-9 Broncos on the road against the 3-10 Colts. That is a lump of coal in your stocking, my friends. By the way, Joe, do you realize Saturday football is back? No college football this weekend. NFL football this weekend. A divisional rivalry. The Bears on the road against the 7-6 Lions, who are still fighting for their collective lives. You got the Chargers and the Chiefs on Saturday as well in the evening game. That is a 7:30 Central. By the way, the Bears-Lions game is 3:30 Central. But you have the Chargers and Chiefs both at 7-6. And then a full docket of games on Sunday, including the Green Bay Packers taking on the Carolina Panthers. That is a noon kickoff. Noon kick. You got a really good one, though. I am excited because, and I don't know how they didn't make this the Sunday night game. I understand Cowboys, Raiders, yada, yada. But how do you not flex into the night game, Patriots and Steelers? 10-3 and 11-2. It's for the top spot in the AFC. How do you not flex that game and make that your Sunday night game? Chris Collinsworth, Al Michaels, that snot bubbler of a game. By the way, that game's in Pittsburgh. I'm looking forward to that. That is going to be a good one. You also have a good one on the West Coast. Seahawks and Rams. You're hoping that the Rams knock off the Seahawks, take them out of your level when it comes to the Packers and their ability to get into the postseason. Maybe the Buccaneers pull out a miracle and knock off the Falcons on Monday Night Football. That'll be another game we're paying attention to. I'm really not paying attention to the Colts or anything like that. Vikings are at home, and they're taking on the god-awful Cincinnati Bengals, by the way. The Bengals stink. They're just bad. They just got beat down. I mean, drilled. spanked, pants down, red heinied publicly by the Chicago Bears. That was embarrassing. That was an embarrassing game. Eagles are on the road taking on the woeful 2-11 New York Giants. That's another one that you can really kind of just yawn over and say, really, it doesn't really matter to me. So some good games this weekend. Really looking forward to the football since you don't have college football this weekend. Next week, though, college football starts back up, and that's when you can kind of get back into it because you've got college. The bowl season begins. Bowl mania, as they call it, all gets underway. And and don't forget, on the 30th is when the Badgers are going to be playing. But this weekend, I should say, Saturday, December 16th, you've got one during the day at noon, Troy in North Texas, and then Western Kentucky and Georgia State. 2:30 is Boise State in Oregon. 3:30 Marshall in Colorado. That's the Gildan New Mexico Bowl. The Raycom Media Camella Bowl. I didn't even know there was such a thing as the Raycom Media Camella Bowl. You got a game on Tuesday. You got a game on Wednesday. Got a game on Thursday. Friday, a couple of games. Saturday, a bunch of games. And then you're just smack dab in the middle of bowl season. So at least you got a lot of football to fall back on. Coaches, tonight, Coaches Pub and Grill tonight, we see you out there at 6 o'clock till 8 o'clock. Paul Lemig, our Green and Gold analyst. You also have Chuck Freeman from Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan's going to be there. Hopefully you're there as a face in the crowd. The Bud Girls are going to be there passing out all kind of entry blanks to get you some good stuff to take home with you as well. So until we talk again this evening, time for us to go. Have a good one. Sweep!
Wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.